Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Before I begin our message, I would like to ask the question. What are you thinking about right now? What are you thinking about right now? Please turn with me to Romans chapter 8. We'll be reading verses 5 through 8. Romans chapter 8, reading verses 5 through 8. For those who live according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Let's pray. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this venue where your redeemed children can gather together to worship you and to praise you. We pray, our Father, that as we look into your word, we pray for the leading of the Holy Spirit so that you will get all the honor and the praise. Amen. When the computer revolution began many years ago, many mistakes were made. Wrong data were entered into the computer, and as a result, wrong data came out. A new term was phrased, garbage in, garbage out. What you put into a computer determines what information will come out. This is also true of the human mind. What we put in our mind will be expressed in our behavior. We have many thoughts that cross our mind. We have good thoughts and bad thoughts, positive thoughts and negative thoughts, constructive thoughts and destructive thoughts. What are you thinking about right now? Our mind is a secret place that we don't have to share with anyone. No one can see our thoughts except God. Let's look back on verse 5 of Romans 8. The Apostle Paul discusses the setting of our mind. In other words, we have our minds made up of what we're going to do. To either serve the flesh, which speaks of the pleasures of the world, or to serve the Spirit, which speaks of the things that are pleasing to God. Those who serve the flesh aim to please the body, but those who serve the Spirit are occupied with the things of the Lord, such as the Word of God, prayer, and Christian service and fellowship. The setting of our minds includes a person's will, their thoughts, their emotions, their desires. Our minds are governed by the things we focus on, whether it be things of the flesh or things of the Spirit. But are our thoughts really important? In 1972, the United Negro College Fund established the slogan, "A mind is a terrible thing to waste." It became one of the most iconic slogans in the advertising business ever. Ralph Waldo Emerson, a philosopher during the 19th century, said, "Beware of what you set your mind on, because that you surely will become." Norman Vincent Peale, a minister who wrote the book, The Power of Positive Thinking, said, change your thoughts and you change the world. Thoughts are powerful mediums. Thoughts are real. Satan's battlefield is our mind, and his plan is to lead us astray from our devotion to Christ. As a result, there's spiritual warfare going on every day in our minds. It doesn't matter how mature a Christian you are, there's going to be a battle between good and evil. The mind can be a conductor for the Spirit of God or a breeding ground for the corruption of the flesh. The Holy Spirit is leading us one way, and the devil is misleading us another way. We must prepare to win the battle. We need to recognize the fact that we can't defeat the enemy by ourselves. We must fight him with God's power and scriptural truth. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 and 4. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Ephesians 6 and 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Because we are the children of God, the devil is going to come after us even harder than the unbeliever. He already has the unbeliever. He's not worried about them. Satan blinds the minds of unbelievers to God's truth. Let's see what 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4 says about that. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe. As Christians, we need to guard our minds. Our minds are not static. Our minds are working all the time. A study was done, and it was determined that over 6,000 thoughts cross our mind every day. And of those 6,000 thoughts that cross our mind each day, some are not good thoughts. In fact, the majority of our thoughts are negative thoughts because we walk in the flesh. Although we are called saints, our thoughts can fall short of holiness. Sinful thoughts are something we can struggle with. Thoughts that we shouldn't have. Thoughts of anger. Thoughts of unforgiveness. Thoughts of pride. Thoughts of envy. Sensual thoughts. Sensual thoughts that we shouldn't have. Misplaced thoughts. What are we thinking about right now? When we come to worship service, it is so easy to be distracted with the challenges of life. We can be physically present, but our mind might be someplace else. We begin to focus on everything else but our Lord and Savior. We sin in thought, word, and deed. If our thoughts were broadcast for the world to hear, would we be embarrassed? The way we think is not the way God thinks. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Sometimes we don't have control as to what thoughts enter our mind. However, we can control whether we should act on these thoughts or not act on them. Our thoughts are the seeds of our actions. Our actions follow our thoughts. Before we do something, we think about it. There are times when we don't think long enough. about the consequences of our actions. Sometimes these thoughts are not brought to the Lord, and we suffer the repercussions. Our mind is a place of intellect, reasoning, nurturing, love, and intentions. Our behavior begins in our mind. Our mind is where spiritual transformation takes place. We should not be molded by the values of this world, but our minds should be transformed in a way that is pleasing to God. Romans 12, verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When a thought comes into our mind, we can control it. We can accept the thought and act on it. We can completely reject that thought and not act on it. Or we could wrestle with it a while and either act on it or don't act on it. Just like we screen our phone calls, we should screen our thoughts. However, not all earthly thoughts are bad. When a thought comes into our mind, we need to ask ourselves, where did this thought come from? Will these thoughts build me up or tear me down? Will it get me to where I want to go in life? Does it fit who I am as a Christian? Are these thoughts pleasing to God? Everything we see, hear, and feel programs our thoughts. Our minds are constantly being bombarded by what we see on the television, what we hear on the radio, what we read in the newspaper, the people who we associate with. And all this starts from a very young age. God, what we think. God, what we listen to. God, what we see. We are the children of God, and the Spirit of God is living in us. Don't be afraid to walk away from unpleasant circumstances or conversations. And that includes the television program that we watch. 1 Corinthians 15:33, do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. When we accepted Christ as our Lord of our life, he changed us. We now have a new position in Christ. And God desires that we also have a new way of thinking and responding to life situations. We didn't just add Christ to our former lifestyle. We put away the things that no longer fit our new identity in Christ. And this includes our thought patterns. Ephesians 4 tells us to put off the old man or woman and put on the new. Is it possible to keep our thoughts pure? Is it possible to keep our thoughts pure? Yes. Our minds should be filled with scripture verses that quickly come in every situation. The Holy Spirit redirects our minds and helps us to remember scripture, to replace old thought patterns. Our thoughts should be guided by the word of God. We never have to be defeated by our old ways because the Holy Spirit empowers us to think differently. How can a person cleanse their way? By taking heed to your word. Yes, it is possible to keep our thoughts pure. 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. We should not be thinking in our own wisdom. Turn with me to 1 Peter 1, verse 13 and 14. Therefore, gird up your loins of your mind, be sober, and rest hopefully on the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to your former lusts, as in your ignorance, But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. In the ancient days, when you tried to move in a hurry, the long robes got in your way. Peter is metaphorically speaking here and telling us to pull in all those loose ends of our thinking. A girded mind is a mind that is ready for action and unimpeded by the distractions of this world. We should be sober-minded, and our focus should be on the Lord. We need to put a filter on our mind. Every thought that comes to our mind that is not biblical or moral should be rejected by this filter. Our filter should be built with scripture so we can make wise decisions. Sometimes we don't realize the importance of having a sound mind, or we take having a sound mind for granted. It is not until our own mind or someone close to us begins to show signs of mental instability that we appreciate a sound mind. Our minds are our decision-making mechanisms. If we lose an arm or a leg, to some extent we are restricted, but we can still make decisions and enjoy a reasonable quality of life. However, if we lose our mind, we become dependent on others to make decisions for us. In James 1, verse 8, we are told that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways because he can't make up his mind. There is a conflict in serving God or enjoying the pleasures of the world. Matthew 22, verse 37 instructs us to love the Lord our God with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our mind. If we obey this command, our mind will never be infiltrated by Satan. What we think not only controls what we do, but it also determines who we are. A person is defined by his mind. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Our intimacy with God starts with our mental preparation. The enemy will try to do everything to take your minds from being tuned to God. He wants to fill our mind with the worries of the world and other distractions. Our thoughts influence our decisions and direct our lives. It affects our perception of other people, our life situations, the occupation that we choose, our finances, our relationships, who we choose as a marriage partner. Our thoughts affect our relationship with Christ. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. A mind dedicated to the things of this world will be a mind that will undergo the daily ups and downs of life. A mind dedicated to God's truth will be a mind that can stand the test of time. We can resist the temptation of our culture by meditating on God's truth and let the Holy Spirit guide and shape our thoughts and behaviors. Now, salvation changes our lives an eternal destination, but it doesn't instantly change how we think. It's a process. Our environment is still the same, and we are called to live a righteous life in an ungodly society. We live in a world where wrong is applauded as right, and right is disdained. How can we live a godly life when the world is constantly throwing things at us? And you know what? It's not going to change until Christ comes. But good news. But whatever is born of God overcomes the world. When your mind is set on godly things, and when God is priority in our life, God will add all things according to his will and purpose for your life. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. When we develop good habits, we then develop good character, and we can be the person God wants us to be. As Christians, we are blameless before God. Now, there are people who have no interest in Christ or salvation because they don't want anyone to have authority over them. But whether they realize it or not, if Christ is not in charge of their life, then Satan is in charge of their life. When we rely on the Lord instead of ourselves, he produces desires within us, empowers obedience, and transforms our character into Christ-likeness. Don't let negative thoughts undermine your confidence in God's and Christ's ability to save and keep you. When doubts come, cling to these truths and boldly proclaim the Bible. I will ask you again, what are you thinking about right now? What's on your mind? Are your thoughts working for you or against you? Would you like to change your mind? God can change the way you think. There's a song that comes to mind. There's no secret what God can do. What he has done for others, he will do for you. He will give you a mind-altering experience that no drug or alcohol can give you. You would cringe at the thoughts you used to have. Trust Christ today. Just ask the person who invited you to Zoom how Christ can change the way you think. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there be any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Amen. Let's close in prayer.